She recorded everything he said while Julie listened silently. When he was finished, Mary asked, "Did you tell all of this to the police?"
"Yes, I told them everything."
"Did they read you your Miranda warnings?"
"Yes. They gave me a waiver sheet, too. Two sheets, which I signed and answered."
Mary glanced at Judy, who shook her head. Trouble. "I think that means it's a valid confession. Did they take down what you said?"
"Yes, and they videotaped me."
"What else did they do?" She knew only the TV basics of police procedure, the law according to Stephen Botchko. "Fingerprinted me, took a hair and skin sample, they took pictures of me in my suit and of my hands. There's a cut on my hand from the knife. They took 12 pictures of it, I think. They took my clothes because they had blood on them. They scraped a sample of my wife's blood off my hands and clothes." Mary was appalled, but hid it. Even her short legal career had perfected her false face. "You had your wife's blood on you?"
"Yes."
He glanced away, and Mary noticed that when he looked up, he didn't meet her eye.
"Also, they wrote up a statement, but I didn't sign it."
Mary's pen paused over the paper.
"I don't understand. You confessed, but you didn't sign the statement?"
"Yes, and I asked to call a lawyer."
"Why confess, then call a lawyer?"
"I changed my mind. All of a sudden, I wasn't sure I should confess. I realized maybe I couldn't represent myself. I had thought I could handle it, being a lawyer myself, at Tribe."
"You're a lawyer at Tribe?"
she asked, shocked. Tribe and Wright was law firm royalty. Jack Newlin had to be very smart, so why had he acted so stupidly and violently? It didn't square.
"Yes, I had the estates department. After I told the police what had happened, they started asking me questions, and I realized I was out of my depth. I wanted..."